Item 2, from the Director of Sustainability, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational status update on Milwaukee County's green print. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bennett, would you introduce yourself for our streaming audience out there?
Sure thing. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Gordy Bennett, and I am Sustainability Director within Department of Administrative Services Facilities Management Division. I'm pleased to be here before the committee today. One of my goals is to give this committee, as well as the board in general, frequent updates on the status of the green print provision, which, as you may recall, was adopted by the county board and also approved by the county executive back in 2007. It encompasses 16 energy and conservation provisions. And this report, informational report, gives you an update on the status of the provisions. I've taken the liberty of lumping them in seven broader categories, as you see in the report. Of course, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, but I wanted to hit the highlights, if we have a moment, Mr. Chair.
By all means.
Thank you. Well, it's been a busy year for green print initiatives and sustainability in general. One initiative under resource management that I don't think is public knowledge at this point, and I did want to include in this report and mention to the committee, the Sustainability Office, yours truly, has been working with Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful, of course, a local nonprofit, focuses on recycling and litter awareness, to look at trash within the county courthouse. The reason why we looked at trash is we've never really looked at that in the past, quite frankly. Of course, we've had extensive study of the county's recycling program, and I believe we've seen improvement with the program, not only in this building, but elsewhere throughout the county. But this study actually literally looked at the trash. We looked through the trash over the course of a week in February. I participated in one of these, the days of the study. Basically, we took trash bags from and marked them from particular floors in the courthouse proper, not the complex as a whole, but just this building, and opened them in the KGMB facility just down the road from here, and looked, sorted the trash into recyclable and non-recyclable. What we found was quite interesting. Approximately 30% of the trash that was looked at for that particular week from this building is recyclable, it turns out. So we found quite a bit of recyclable material, including office paper, as you might expect, and I guess plastic bottles. Those were all quite common in our sample. So is that 30% bad or good? Well, unfortunately, I don't have a benchmark to provide you, so I don't know how the county courthouse, this building, compares with other county facilities in terms of recycling compliance, if you will. But I'm encouraged that number is not 100%. So in other words, you know, we are recycling in this building. Of course, it looks like, based on the 30% number, there could be improvements to be made, and it's food for thought for my position. I am planning to work with facilities management within this building to see if we can maybe improve our signage recycling bins, maybe increase the number of bins available to employees and visitors in the hopes of reducing that 30% number. So suffice it to say that I'm working on this. It was an eye-opener for me. Not shocking at all, because I think it would be very difficult to find 100% compliance in any facility, whether it be a county facility or, you know, elsewhere. Some other highlights, interesting initiatives, at least in my opinion, interesting initiatives since my last green print report last September. As directed by the county board in January, I've been working to develop a preliminary analysis of the opportunities for increased solar energy production on county properties. And I just completed my draft report, and with administrative approval, of course, the county board will receive that shortly. I've suggested that it would be presented at the TPWT committee in May. And of course, that resolution back in January, adopted by the county board, also requires Mitchell Airport to conduct its own solar feasibility study. So you'll be hearing more information about that in May. In terms of sustainability education initiatives, we've had quite a lot of developments since last September. One that I wanted to alert you to is the fact that sustainability, yours truly, has been working with the wellness program and wellness committee, as well as county parks, to host a what I think is maybe the county's first ever bike to work event. The date for that is May 14th. So that's a Wednesday. It's going to be part of the Wisconsin Bike Federation's Bike Week. So they're going to be promoting this and helping us get the word out. Basically, the event, in large part, will encompass a ride along the lakefront or possibly a little bit west of there, all the way to the courthouse. So we're looking at maybe 4 to 7, 8 mile ride. Try to keep it, you know, manageable in the hopes of recruiting as many riders as we can. But we're going to open this to the public, and of course, we would encourage employee participation and elected official participation as well. And just briefly, I wanted to talk about energy because that is an ongoing, a very important aspect of sustainability, obviously. And as you know, 2013 as a whole was very cooler. I think month by month, we could almost say it was much cooler than your average year. So, of course, in the summer, that's a good thing because it means we for county facilities, there's less demand for air conditioning. But in the winter months, that's a difficult thing because it means there's increased demand for heat. So on the whole, compared to 2012, energy use for all county facilities was up by 8%, unfortunately. And energy costs, because of rising utility rates, were actually up by 4%. I know that may be somewhat of a disappointment or surprise, and it was to me as well. However, it's on a positive note, electricity use is actually down by 3% during these same periods from 2012 to 2013. So I try to look on the positive side of things. You know, it was an exceptionally cool year, and in fact, that had a significant impact on our energy use and costs. And again, on another positive note, as mentioned in the report, there are organizations like Mitchell Airport that are doing great things in terms of becoming more energy efficient, reducing their energy use and costs. They recently completed a retro-commissioning study, which essentially went through the entire, I think that was the main concourse area, looked at the building systems, the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning equipment, and identified opportunities for improving the existing system without any additional capital investment. And what they found was quite remarkable. The study that they commissioned actually showed that there were facility improvement measures, or these fixes, that could save more than 660,000 kilowatt hours of electricity and 200,000 therms of natural gas per year, so quite considerable. All things said, they're looking at if they implement all of these improvements or fixes, they can achieve a total cost savings of approximately $150,000 per year. So this retro-commissioning study, I think, will be a great thing for the airport. And last but not least, I wanted to make an announcement that's not listed here in the report. I'm very pleased to tell you that County Parks was recently a recipient of a 2014 Dr. Pepper Snapple Keep America Beautiful Park Recycling Grant. And through that grant, they will be receiving 60 outdoor recycling bins for softball and baseball fields, as well as other parks locations. So I'm really excited. I was part of the application, helped to put together the application, and I did want to mention that Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful was instrumental in the county securing that grant. So congratulations to County Parks. And at that, I wanted to welcome any questions that you have on information I've provided or any questions you have about sustainability.
Questions by committee. You seem to have been very thorough in covering okay. matters. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You said it was a 30% failure for Milwaukee County to recycle here in the courthouse. What impact does that have on Milwaukee County?
In terms of the fiscal impact, it's hard to say because we picked a week that it was particularly cold. That wasn't, you know, by design, but we had to, we actually had I had reached out to Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful about doing this courthouse trash study back in, I think, late fall. So we were initially looking at conducting the study in January. Turned out it was just bitterly cold in January, so we pushed it back, but it was still quite cold in February. So I don't know if the week that we picked, that we conducted the study, if that's representative of the entire, you know, a typical week here in this building. But that said, I believe, you know, when you extrapolate the numbers, you're looking at quite, it's listed in this report, and I'd be happy to share that with the committee if that's would be helpful. But extrapolate, I can't remember the exact number, but it was quite considerable, perhaps as much as like 30,000 pounds of recyclable materials. And in terms of the value of that, I haven't looked into the exact value of, or sort of a missed opportunity or opportunity cost with the county not recycling those materials.
Is it possible you could look into that and share some further information?
I'd be happy to, yes.
And you said that there was a 4% energy use increase. Is that correct for 2012?
Yeah, comparing 2012 2013, so last year compared with the previous year, energy costs were up by 4%, and energy use was up by 8%.
And what would you equate that to in a dollar amount, that increase?
I don't recall offhand the exact amount, but as I've mentioned to this committee before, it is, you know, the county's total energy bill is quite considerable. So, you know, the 4% increase in cost is something to note for sure. I'd be happy to provide that information.
I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. The process is interesting. While we struggle to raise taxes 1%, 1.5% on occasion, the Public Service Commission has no such problem, and those energy increases go before a three-person panel and are rubber stamped. It is an interesting process, particularly when there's no competition involved. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, good morning, Mr. Bennett.
Good morning.
I was wondering, did your study also was the cafeteria among the spaces sampled in that study?
No, it was not. The waste from the cafeteria, as well as the small cafe on the lower level, is actually handled by a separate company. And Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful and I basically sampled trash from office areas as well as public areas, but no food service was included in that assessment.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that makes some sense to me, actually, what Mr. Bennett just shared with us. I was curious if he even had, say, the ability to reach in there and look at that, or if it was actually handled contractually by a different party that would thus bar you from getting your hands on it.
No, I think it would be in the realm of possible, and it could be something that we could look down. This was a smaller study, so it could be something to look into in the future. Just anecdotally, there wasn't a whole lot of food waste in the trash bags that we looked at. So that's a good sign that employees and visitors that bring food to this building are generally consuming it, and there's not a whole lot of waste.
Well, sometimes when I'm down there, I think, oh, there's a can. Somebody could do something about that. But I'm one of those dweebs that like to recycle everything in sight. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Might be somewhat of an unfair question, Mr. Bennett, but this committee and the Parks Department has just engaged. It just, I think, finished, because I see Mr. Keegan in the audience. It's just finished the refurbishing of the domes, okay, and did a great job with all of that. And if my memory serves me correctly, Mr. Chairman and committee members, 1 month's energy or utility bill for the domes was $30,000, I think. And so I'd be curious, Mr. Bennett, as we go through the rest of 2014, you might want to take a look at what's going on at the domes, especially now with that. The work is completed, right? The panels up there that you had that equipment, guys. Right.
The work was done, and it's continuing.
Oh, is it continuing?
To the remaining show dome. But that was just for the structural pieces, not replacing panels or anything, just the structure the frame itself.
Okay.
As far as the casings to the frame, not panel replacement
Okay, so we don't know if we lost any energy, you know.
Yeah, you're right. There it is a very high cost to the utilities there at the domes.
You bet.
I get your point.
Well, yeah, and so, Mr. Bennett, as you continue on here with your career at Milwaukee County and through the rest of 2014, I'd be curious, I'm sure colleagues would be curious as to, you know, how we're doing at specific facilities, i.e. the domes, because of not only the work that's being done, but also the exorbitant cost that it takes to keep those babies going for a month.
Sure.
Other questions by committee members? If not, this item is informational. Mr. Bennett, thank you much for that update.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Item number three, please.